Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
Article 3, Section 3, Clause 2 says, "The Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attainted." When the Constitution says there could be no attainder of treason, it means that only the convicted is responsible for his actions. Kings were infamous for accusing a person, declaring him attainted, and then seizing all his assets, leaving the heirs of the accused destitute. This section of the Constitution is inspired from Deuteronomy 24:16. This constitutional concept is groundbreaking in respect to treating each individual as the very image of God, with inherent worth to be protected by law. This is why Patrick Henry said, "Should I keep back my opinions at such a time, through fear of giving offense, I should consider myself as guilty of treason towards my country and of an act of disloyalty toward the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings." He clarifies that they had appealed to their earthly king, "Sir, we have done everything that could be done to avert the storm which is now coming on. Our petitions have been slighted, our remonstrances have produced additional violence and insult. Our supplications have been disregarded, and we have been spurned with contempt from the foot of the throne. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left us." This is why he felt that their only hope was in God Almighty. "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Father, forgive us for taking our inheritance of liberty lightly. We repent from being so wicked. We thank you for our freedom and give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen."
Listen to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.